Inconsistent, disastrous, senseless. Those are just some of the words being used to describe Washington Governor Jay Inslee's plan for reopening the state, and they're the words of his fellow Democrats. It's a sign of rising frustration over the slow pace of the reopening. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
From the start of the pandemic, Governor Inslee faced criticism from conservatives upset about his mask mandate and stay-home order.
We just need to reopen our businesses and our churches.
That was now former State Representative Matt Shea at a rally in May. But now it's not just far-right firebrands who are assailing Inslee. It's members of his own party, like Democratic State Representative Mike Chapman of Port Angeles. He recently spoke to the Washington Policy Center.
On behalf of our district, I think we expressed some frustration that our district feels.
Chapman and two other Olympic Peninsula Democrats recently issued a scathing statement saying they've lost faith in Inslee's approach to reopening the economy.
It came out of a decision to, in essence, kind of reopen the I-5 corridor and leave vast stretches of the rural communities untouched.
Chapman was referring to the fact the Puget Sound region has now advanced to phase two. That's when restaurants and other businesses can begin to reopen. Chapman insists that counties in his legislative district are in a good position to reopen.
Quite frankly, Clallam and Jefferson County have consistently had some of the lowest rates, if not the lowest rates, per 100,000.
Chapman points to the top public health doctors in those counties who called it insane and crazy that King, Snohomish, and Pierce counties have been allowed to reopen while their counties are stuck, for now, in phase one. Criticism has also come from the Whatcom County Council. In a letter to the governor, the nonpartisan council expressed frustration and deep concern about Inslee's roadmap to recovery. At a recent news conference, Inslee responded forcefully to the mounting criticism.
People can call us insane, unscientific, irrational. You know, they can use whatever adjective they want. But what we're doing is working.
Specifically, Inslee notes Washington has one of the lowest COVID death rates of any state in the nation.
We are not going to go backwards and join these other states that in the rush to base non-science decision-making, they end up having thousands of people die. That's just not the Washington way.
Even before this latest round of criticism, Inslee was facing challenges to his reopening plan. Democratic State Senator Mark Mullett has been pushing legislation to move the entire state to phase two immediately. Now, with case counts on the decline and vaccines on the rise, he's even more convinced this could be done safely.
We're in a public health position where we could have the entire state at phase two and then monitor it based on regions and intervene if someone starts screwing up.
Mullett has been making his case to the Senate's Democratic leader, Andy Billig. For his part, Billig acknowledges the frustration people are feeling.
We want things to get back to normal.
But he also defends Inslee's approach.
Now, that's not to say that we shouldn't focus also on how to get the balance right in terms of reopening.
Minority Republicans are also keeping up their drumbeat of criticism of the governor. Recently, one Republican state senator called for Assotin County on the border with Idaho to be reopened. Republicans have also introduced bills to rein in the governor's emergency powers. Here's State Senator Curtis King, also speaking with the Washington Policy Center.
We're almost to a year now, and we've had one person making those decisions, and that's not right.
But so far, Democratic leaders in the legislature seem disinclined to second-guess Inslee's reopening plan or try to curb his emergency powers. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.